Welcome back to Before Sleep, where we talk about anime, manga, webtoon, and other awesome stories. My name is Manuela, and today I'm gonna be talking to you about an anime that came recently out on Netflix, and I watch it and I really like it, and it's Great Pretender. So, remember that these reviews actually have some spoilers, but if you don't like spoilers, then you can actually see similar content on my YouTube channel Before Sleep. Now, ready? Here we go! So first of all, I was actually like looking up exactly a while ago what it meant, the end, on some animes on Netflix, because I actually thought in the past that it referred to animes created by Netflix, but no, I was completely wrong. It's just actually animes that Netflix has like the distribution license, whether it is just like in Japan or internationally, and things like that. Actually, I just looked this up because I don't know why some of the animes on Netflix that have like that end, they are just not like my style of a story. Then there were like really exceptions that were awesome, like, I don't know, Nanatsu no Taizai, and this year actually like with Beastars, and those animes, like I watched them even before they were on Netflix, so I was a little bit confused about the end being there, so that's why I looked for it. And so anyways, the thing is that when this anime came out, I just saw that it had like the end of Netflix and I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna like this. That's why I actually looked it up. The thing is that I ended up watching this anime and it was great. It was completely worth it. I think so far it's just 16 chapters out and it's really great and I hope they actually continue doing it. So first of all, our story of Great Pretender is about this Japanese guy called Makoto Edamura, who is an excellent con man in Japan, and he one day tries to rob from a stranger he meets in the street, and it turns out that this guy he met is like a super pro con man, and he's a French guy called Laurent, and he takes Makoto with him to LA to be part of his group of conmen or swindlers, and he actually only steals money like from people he considers to be bad, like bad guys and things like that. So he kind of brings Makoto with him so that he can help him into all this conmen business, and from this point on our protagonist is gonna be always like solving different cases with this group, while at the same time is gonna be trying to go back to actually having a model type of job. So of course this is just like the basics of our story, but actually our story is really not that difficult to understand, and on the other hand we also have really good characters and some character development as well. So actually this anime is really fast paced, so I think it's easy not to notice so much the character development because it kind of is also fast paced, but actually every character gets its own story time, so it's really great. And so far we have three cases, as the title of every chapter indicates. So the first case is in LA, the second one is in Singapore, and the third one is in London. And so it's pretty cool because also all this gives this air of international type of story, not only because of the different places that are presented, but also because the story have like a lot of characters from different countries or with different nationalities or things like that. And of course, one of the characters that I actually like a lot is our protagonist, which is this Makoto Edamura character. And as I said before, he's always trying to go back to having like a model job, but this French guy, Laurent, always has him coming back to help him in whatever business he's doing, and actually this gives some comedy to the story at the same time. On the other hand, also, Makoto was not always a swindler. Like, the anime makes it seem kind of like life simply made him a con man and keeps making him a con man. Actually, for starters, he was actually trying to find a decent job, but because of his dad having some criminal records or something like that, it was really difficult for him to do so, and so he ends up actually finding one job that he thought was decent, and he ends up being kind of incriminated and all these type of things. So because of that, it really became kind of impossible for him to actually find a job. And so he ends up kind of breaking inside, and that's why he actually just decides to become like a swindler, which was what society always pictured him like. So yeah. And now actually what is keeping Makoto always returning to being a con man is this guy called Laurent. So also this character, Makoto Edamura, actually puts like this moral part and also the emotional part in all this story, because in the group they can be a little bit cold. They are more of like every person just looks after oneself and things like that. So it seems really like individual, not actually so much as a team. It just seems a little bit cold, but this character actually, he's really emotional. As I said before, he's really worried about kind of finding a moral job again, but at the same time, he really worries about his teammates. He does see them kind of like friends, so he cares about them emotionally and he really wants to help them. So he really puts like these little feelings and emotions into our story. And also this is seen better towards our female characters, which like the second case and the third case revolve around these female characters. So is when we get like the character development of these other characters, which by the way, I really like the female characters in this animation. I thought they were really great as well. And actually, just like Makoto, but in a different way, it seems like Laurent also kind of helps like the other members of the team, but he does so like in a different way, in more of a secret way. And also it seems kind of emotionless and maybe a little bit superficial, so people don't tend to actually like him, because unlike Makoto, he does not show like emotions, and he's kind of arrogant type of guy in his way of being. Even though Makoto really has like skills as a con man, Laurent is completely above Makoto. Like, he is like the brains of the team. Even though you think he's doing nothing, actually by the end of every case, you realize that this guy is the one that did everything. Like, he solved everything from the start in his head. So it is actually really cool. And the thing is that he's actually the most mysterious character so far, because we know nothing about him. Like, so far we just know a little bit of his personality and also just this tiny bit of information, and is that he was related somehow to a somebody called Dorothy, which is the only thing that he mentions by the end of the story that is in Netflix. And actually this leaves you like wanting more of this story. And so, well, that's it for the characters. On the other hand, like for this story, we actually deal with topics related to jobs, moral duty, a little bit of war, awful habits, and things like that. And this story was actually written by Ryota Kosawa and is produced by Wit Studio, which is actually the same studio that produced Attack on Titan and HAL and other anime stories. And so I really have to say that I love the production of this anime. Of course, I really like the character design, but also like all the sceneries, like the landscapes are great. The colors they use are just so cool. Like, we get a lot of exotic colors, dramatic contrast, and everything is just so colorful, kind of like a really vivid type of comic. And also, I really like the opening and the ending. The opening theme being Broken Night by Aimer, and then the ending, which is actually Great Pretender, a special edition of Freddie Mercury. And well, this is story, actually the style of this story is like comedy, action, crime, and it turns being really fun and entertaining to watch, so I definitely recommend it to you if you have Netflix. So, this is everything for today's podcast. I really hope that you enjoy it, and of course that if you have Netflix and you haven't watched this anime, then you go and watch it. Or otherwise, if you already watch it, that you actually really like this episode and hearing all this review. And of course, that all of you are looking forward for the next episode. So thank you so much for listening, and talk to you later. Bye bye!